I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning, and happy New Year's Eve. The future is now. That's right. According to this podcaster, the future is now. You don't think so? Think about this. There's five companies now: Apple, Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. AFGAM, AFGAM, we'll call them, not Afghan, but AFGAM. At the rate they're going in 5 years, they will have a combined market valuation of $15 trillion. Each of them are right now already at almost a trillion. And they're unstoppable. They're aircraft carriers in an open ocean with no one to stop them. And no one wants to stop them. Not only will they have $15 trillion or $15 trillion market valuation, they'll have about $1 trillion in cash between them, maybe more. Many of them already are at 400 or 500 billion in cash. It's incredible. I just can't even imagine it. But you should imagine it, because it's going to have an effect on everything we do. We can't get out of it. Google will be the educator of the future. They're almost the educator now. You don't think so? Ask somebody a question. What do? They Google it. Ask somebody what kind of devices they have. It's probably Apple. If they work for a corporation, ask them what kind of platforms their software runs on. They'll likely say Microsoft. Ask somebody what they're buying lately, and they'll say, I'm buying it from Amazon. And of course, we can't forget the fact that we're all connected, like it or not, through Facebook. Now, at the rate they're going, these companies will have more power than the United States government. I mean, the United States government takes in $3.5 trillion a year. They'll almost take in that much money. They're not American corporations anymore. They're countries in and of themselves, following the laws of whatever country their particular products are sold into. I had a discussion with somebody the other day, and they were talking about Apple as being an American company. And I tried to tell them, they're not an American company. They do billions in China. They have employees around the world. They can take their taxes in any country they wish to, or pay taxes in the country with the lowest tax rate. China begs them to stay there. America begs them to stay here. And they sell their products in 150 different countries. There's no stopping these companies. You may have read recently that Apple announced, secretly, of course, secretly, an anonymous tip, that they have identified a group of people in an Apple that will actually develop the satellite system that will let Apple to communicate directly with your iPhone or your watch. What does that mean? It means you won't go through Sprint or AT&T or any of the other people, because Apple will have their own communication line through their own satellites. And why not? Why do they need the phone companies anyway? The phone companies were smart. They developed their own phones. But, gee, they're phone companies, aren't they? But they don't make phones. They sell phones made by computer companies. And how did that happen? Because they were asleep at the switch. And they're still asleep. That's just one example. Compare Tesla and General Motors. Tesla could buy General Motors and Ford and it would barely hurt their pocketbook. Now, I was raised in the 50s and 60s, and there was a guy named Peter Drucker. You can Google him, Peter Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R. Peter Drucker was a famous business writer. He was an business expert. He knew everything about business. He wrote a book called The Concept of a Corporation, and it was all about General Motors and how General Motors was the model for all corporations in the future. And yet General Motors missed electric vehicles, ran out of money, had to be bailed out by the federal government, and now they got to fight off Tesla. And they still don't know what they're doing because they keep resting on their laurels. And they may yet go the way of Sears and Roebuck. You know Sears and Roebuck, don't you? Some young people never heard of them. Yet for 75 years, they were the principal place, the principal catalog that people used to buy products. And now we have Amazon. Amazon doesn't have a catalog. They're just on the net. Everybody buys from Amazon. Not only that, but Amazon stores data. And I could go on and on. But here's the only point there. When you think about the future, think about how your activity, your job, your thought process dovetails with the big five. Apple, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Microsoft. Because these five companies will be totally dominant in 5 years. They will have enough cash to buy any company that they want. Apple could buy General Motors, shut down all their plants, and start building electric cars. They could buy a phone company, but they're not going to buy a phone company. They're just going to bypass the phone company by putting up their own satellites or use satellite signals that other people have put in the air. See, the future is now. And you have to start thinking about how what's going on affects you in that five-year horizon. Because don't kid yourself, when you put on an Apple Watch with a half a dozen sensors in it and it sends data in real time to your doctor, things will have changed. Or you get paid and your money goes into an Apple bank, yes, an Apple bank, and you pay people out of your Apple bank. At the end of the year, your Apple bank computes your taxes and sends you a tax bill or a rebate. You don't file taxes as you do now. That's going to be over in 5 years. Apple will either take it over when you work with their bank, or maybe they'll just buy the IRS. I don't know which. But those things are changing rapidly. The government has all the information, for the most part, for most of the world, most of the United States anyway, to compute your taxes. And just send you a bill or send you a rebate. And if they don't do it, Apple will do it. I predict 2020... Apple announced the formation of the Apple Bank. And you can deposit money into the Apple Bank. You can get a loan from the Apple Bank. You can pay people out of the Apple Bank. No, it's much, much different than a PayPal. PayPal hooks up to your bank, but it's not a bank. It's a holding place for money while you pay somebody. The Apple Bank is a true bank. We don't need to go to the bank anymore. In fact, going to the bank and opening a bank account is absurd. All the papers we have to sign, Apple will figure all that out. Sometimes when you add a person to your bank account, you have to bring that person physically in so the bank can see them. That's just stupid. Apple will solve all those problems. A couple of other points before I let you go for this happy new year, yes, I did donate to Andrew Yang. I still think he's got some great ideas. He's been sending me emails now almost regularly, once or twice a day, because he's trying to get the Democratic National Committee to let him stay in as a candidate. They don't want him in, believe me. He makes too much sense. They don't want candidates like Yang in that might take votes away from their favorite Biden. That's right. I said it a year ago. I'm saying it again. Biden gets the nomination because they're offering him up. Nobody else with any brains wants the nomination. Trump is going to roll over anybody they put up, and he's going to roll over a Biden. There's 64 million people that voted for Trump in the last election. I believe that's the correct number. They're going to vote for him again. As far as the impeachment goes, it's a non-issue. And that's what bothers Pelosi. She knows if she sends it to the Senate, it doesn't pass. It was partisan in the Congress. It'll be partisan in the Senate. So she knows it's a waste of time. The whole idea of calling witnesses is absurd. They called lots of witnesses already. They say they have all the evidence they need because they voted for the articles of impeachment. Why do they need additional information? But that doesn't stop them. They're going to keep on anyway because they hope that they can win the next presidency in the press or in the media or in a partisan Congress because they don't have a chance of winning the presidency in the voting box. Okay, so I just read a book recommended to me by my son David called The Fifth Risk. It was a little bit confusing because it started out defining what these risks are, like internet going down, electric grid going down, things of that nature. Then it started telling stories about ordinary people that did extraordinary things, which I found interesting. The Fifth Risk, by the way, really wasn't highlighted too much, but as near as I could tell, The Fifth Risk was the inability of the government to manage the first four risks. Project management. Being able to manage what would happen if the internet went down or what would happen if the electric power grid went down. And he made a lot of very good points. And he criticized Trump heavily for bringing people into the various departments that are there to control these risks because many of the people that Trump brought in knew nothing about the technology. More on that later. CNN had a person on the other day, unbelievable. Wolf Blitzer interviewed him, and he was talking about, he asked this person a question about Trump's tax returns. And the guy said, yes, we need to get Trump's tax returns. Well, why? Why should we get them? Wolf Blitzer asked. And the person said, well, if we get his tax returns, we'll find out who he owes money to. Oh, that's relevant, isn't it? Wolf Blitzer never even tried to point out to the guy that, as far as we know, you don't put who you owe money to on your tax returns. But he just let it slide. Because the CNN networks, and Fox sometimes also, doesn't drill down when the person interviewing gives a stupid answer. Your personal tax returns do not list who you owe money to. If you want to listen to people that don't drill down at all, then you tune in and listen to MSNBC. As soon as they get their soundbite, bingo, they're through. Last point of the new year is that I'm very sorry Yang won't be able to keep up because the DNC doesn't want people like him running. He makes too much sense. He talks about government policies and government goals. And they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about, let's go beat Trump. Trump needs to be impeached. He's immoral. He's this, he's that, he's the other. And he, Yang, actually says, we're wasting our time, Democrats, on those issues because 64 million people voted for him. They're going to vote for him again. If we're going to beat him, we got to beat him on some sort of major policy issue. And we don't have any right now. Paying off a student loan debt isn't going to fly. Great idea, by the way. I'm favored. I'm in favor of it. So for now, Happy New Year to everybody. Have a good year next year. And remember my prediction. It's Biden against Trump. And Trump eats his lunch for one big reason. That's the famous Biden interview where he said, in 6 hours, you better fire that guy or you're not going to get your $1 billion. And he said it. It's on record. He's going to hear it played back 100 times when he runs for president. It's Bob Sherwood signing off. Happy New Year.